house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus, Neo, you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I'd leave it all.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Connor.
It's great to meet you, man.
Yeah, great to meet you too.
So a lot of people have been waiting for this moment for quite some time.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
It's kind of momentous. So first order of business, a lot of our users have been asking, Connor, shuai bu shuai?
Well, am I handsome or not?
I mean, Connor seems to me to be a very modest person.
I'm so modest, yeah.
But I am here to tell you that he is very shuai.
I will agree to disagree, but just average.
Okay, now that that's out of the way, let's get to the task at hand, which is talking about mobile phones.
Yeah, mobile phones. And with summer coming, a lot of people are planning to travel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when you're traveling, you need to take your mobile phone and you need to find some way to contact each other when you're traveling.
Exactly. Because when you are overseas, when you are abroad, you can't use your own. Well, you can, as we will find out in today's dialogue. You can use your own company, but it gets kind of expensive.
Yeah. So this this lesson is a dialogue between an American and a Chinese guy, and he's traveling to America. And he doesn't know what to do, like, with his phone.
Right. Okay. So now that we know the story, let's dive right into it.
Okay. Sophia, I'm traveling to the States next month. Is it easy to get a local SIM card?
Yep. It should be. Mobile carriers have shops all over the place.
Do you know how much it costs?
The SIM card costs about $10. Then you need to get a plan. I'm not sure about short-term plans. When I was back home, my plan was about $100 per month.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, but I got unlimited data, texts, and lots of free calls. You could also do pay-as-you-go.
What's that?
You prepay and are only charged for what you use. But it isn't worth getting because the rates are higher.
Okay, which carrier has the best coverage?
The main ones are AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and Sprint. I used Verizon. It had good coverage and the value was pretty good for the price. And they have a ton of public hotspots.
Okay, maybe it's worth a try.
Do you usually use roaming when you travel?
Yes. In fact, China Mobile offers pretty good international roaming plans. When I went to Thailand, roaming was only 25 RMB per day with unlimited data.
Wow, that does sound like a great deal.
So, we just heard a dialogue between Tim and Sophia. Tim is a Chinese and he's asking his American friend Sophia, well, he's going to the States, he's going to America, and he doesn't know what to do about his phone. What options does he have?
Right. And so I think the first thing that's most important there is this phrase, the States.
Yeah, yeah. So this is like, I mean, it means the USA, of course,
right.
The United States. This is what most Canadians call America, basically.
And Americans, too.
Yeah,
right?
Americans,
like,
too. Yeah.
In the States, when I'm in the States. It's just, I mean, you can say America, you can say the U.S., but this just sounds really kind of colloquial.
Right, and Canada is actually in America, North America, technically, so that's why I would just say the States.
The States.
And so Tim asks, is it easy to get a local SIM card? This is that little chip, that little microchip.
Right.
In your phone.
So I think the most important thing here is some people would want to say like SIM card. Like they don't know, is it SIM or SIM? We are here to tell you SIM.
Yeah, that's much easier. I mean, you don't want to say the full one, subscriber identity module card. That's way too much. SIM. Easy. Then, so Sophia answers him. Yep, it should be. Then she says this term mobile carriers.
Okay, so mobile carriers, mobile carriers.
Yeah.
It just basically means cell phone companies.
Yeah, cell phone companies. Yeah, we use this mobile meaning, well, in England, they say mobile phone, not cell phone, right?
Right.
And then carrier is just the word for company in this case.
Right. Nobody's carrying anything.
No.
I guess you are carrying your phone.
Right, right.
But it's just Yeah, it's just another word we use for company.
Yeah, company for specifically like a phone company.
For phone companies,
yeah,
right.
You wouldn't say Apple carrier or Microsoft carrier or something. Yeah, so yeah, it's really easy to find. She says there's shops or stores all over the place. All over the place doesn't place. This is like everywhere.
Right.
All over
right,
the place.
Right.
Yeah.
But the most important thing, at least for me, is how much does it cost?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. And then, so, yeah, of course, Tim asks that. And these SIM cards are not expensive.
No.
Usually $10 to $20.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, though, after you buy the card, you often need to get the plan.
Yeah. So plan, it's not like a, you know, plan to go to a party. It's like a contract.
This
is the word we use, right? Like a two-year plan or short-term plan, long-term plan.
That's the problem is I mean, I don't like these two-year plans.
Oh, I hate them. Yeah. Yeah.
I love short-term plans. Mm-hmm. Short-term anything, really.
Yeah, short-term. Yeah, you don't have to lock in to a long contract where, you know, you have no choices.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what would you say, Connor, is like, if we're talking short-term, like how long? 3 months? 4 months?
Yeah, I'd say 3 months is like a short-term thing.
Okay.
Long-term is like anywhere from a year to 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Personally, I do a monthly plan because I paid for my phone. I bought my phone.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Right. So Sophia is telling Tim, you need to get a plan. And she's not really sure about these short-term plans, but she knows that when she was, and then she says back home, her plan was about $100 per month.
Yeah, back home.
Yeah, this is a really natural expression that I use all the time. It just means like in my hometown.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I kind of am back home in a sense.
Yeah.
But before, when I was in China, I would always say, oh, you know, back home, it's like this, or back home, it's like that.
Yeah, right. And back here, it's not a verb. You can't use back as a verb.
Right, right. Like, I mean, I did find a lot of my friends would often say things like, you know, when you back.
Yeah, I back to China.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like back is not a verb here. Don't think of it as a verb. Just try and think of this as a chunk. Right?
Yeah, a chunk,
when
yeah.
I was back home.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you can say when I go back.
Or when I go back home. Yeah. Or even just like, back home, the skies are blue.
Yeah, back in China, the weather is nice. Yeah, hopefully. Right, so then, so Tim is pretty surprised. Wow, that's quite a lot. That's $100 per month, $100 per month.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's not so terrible, right? Sophia says she's got unlimited data.
Yeah, data or data, depending where you're from. Both are fine.
Right. Mm. I mean, I to be honest with you, I'm 50-50.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes data, sometimes data. So, and data here, this is what we use for like the internet or using like WeChat or something, Facebook.
Sure.
So we don't say, I can use the online or internet. I have data or data.
Right. So you probably have something like, I don't know, when I was in China, I had like 2 gigs.
Oh, that's it. Oh, okay.
but it would always start with 2 gigs.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
be like, you have no data. And just keep adding more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love unlimited data. No limit.
Well, that's the thing, right? So unlimited is definitely without limit, right? As much as you want.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't really need to even use, I just use the internet all the time. So Sophia is, giving options to Tim. And this next option, she says, you could also do pay as you go.
Yes, this is one of my favorite options.
Yeah, it's great for traveling. And when you don't have a plan, you don't know what to do.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, it's not the cheapest.
Right.
But it is definitely very, very convenient.
Mm-hmm, because this pay, also called prepaid.
Right.
You pay before you use it.
Okay. So as Sophia is explaining, she says that this prepaid plan, this pay-as-you-go plan, you're only charged for what you use.
Yeah, and charge here is not like, it's not like a charging your phone battery.
Like with electricity.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like adding minutes or adding time or gigabytes or megabytes data to your phone.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then it doesn't sound all, you know, doesn't sound so great. Well, like I just said, it's expensive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For some people, it's not going to be worth getting.
Yeah, exactly. This is a great expression. Use it all the time. To be worth is like value.
Right.
The value is good enough. Like,
right.
Yeah, like I use it all the time for seeing movies. Like, is this movie, is it worth seeing?
Right. That $14 and
Yeah, it's getting really expensive.
So that's it. Like, I mean, it doesn't have to be money, right? I mean, it can also be time.
Yeah, for
like,
sure. Like,
you know, $14 is, you know, maybe that's a bit of money, but 2 hours or even like 2.5 hours, you're never going to get that back.
Yeah, exactly.
So is it worth the money? Is it worth the time?
Yeah. Like waiting in line at a restaurant. Is it worth waiting?
Right.
Yeah. So then, Tim is you know, wondering, the next thing he's wondering, which is really important, which carrier has the best coverage?
Okay. So we already mentioned carrier is another word for company here. Coverage.
Yeah. This is not, you're not covering anything.
You're covering, like, I guess the...
It's kind of...
It, yeah. If you look at, like, the Earth from space...
Like a map or
a
something.
A map. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It, this just basically means where your phone works or where it doesn't work.
Yeah. Just the area. Like, so for example, if you go into the mountains or the forest, you're not going to have good coverage there, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
But downtown in a city like Vancouver is going to have... amazing coverage.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So like the big companies will have awesome coverage. The really small companies, maybe not good coverage.
So it's kind of cool. Like Connor just mentioned the big companies, but we have another word here in the dialogue, the main companies.
Oh, yes. Yes. The main ones. Yeah. These again, these are like the biggest ones. And in the USA and the States, these are AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon and Sprint.
Sprint, right.
Yeah. And I think the top one is actually Verizon. That's the biggest one.
Okay. And that's the one that Sophia uses, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to have good coverage. And she says the value was pretty good for the price.
Okay. So this is kind of going back to that worth it.
Yeah, worth it. Yeah. So it's like comparing value.
Right.
Right. So compared to, it's a great expression. I use it all the time for restaurants.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like the food was good for the price,
right?
Or not good for the price.
Yeah, because something could be really, really cheap, but still delicious.
Yes. Yeah.
Or really, really expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe.
Yeah, so something really delicious but cheap is good for the price.
Okay. Yeah. And it sounds like not only is it good for the price, but they also have, and this is great, guys, a ton of public hotspots.
Yeah. This word is kind of new, right? With like Wi-Fi when it was invented. It's a place where you can find Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That like Starbucks has a lot of hotspots.
I mean, I steal Wi-Fi from Starbucks all the time.
Oh yeah, stealing Wi-Fi. That's a good expression. You can also turn your smartphone into a hotspot.
Yes, this is something I actually only recently discovered.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why. Like,
okay.
I guess I thought it was very complicated to do, and then when I discovered it was actually very simple, that's when my data started to get more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah, I use it a lot. If you're outside, you press the hotspot button on your phone, and you can use your computer if you
like.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then Tim is once again back to this idea of value and worth. And comparing value, he says, okay, maybe it's worth a try.
Okay, so it's pretty much exactly like we said before, except that here, worth is followed by a noun.
Yeah,
right? It's worth a try.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, it was followed by a verb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you could change that to it's worth trying.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. So it's always going to be basically one of those two things.
Yeah.
It's either worth something, time, money, or worth doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's going to be our grammar point for today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's worth. Yeah, it's a very, very useful expression.
Okay, so we're not repeating it just to be, you know, annoying. We just we really want to point you guys to that grammar section.
Yeah, so take a look at that later. So then Sophia brings up another thing, another, you know, option that Tim should think about. Do you usually use roaming when you travel?
Okay, roam.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So roaming is like moving around with no destination,
no goal.
Yeah.
Where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play.
That song. Okay, that's enough.
sorry.
Yeah, so like these used to be really expensive. Like 10 years ago, so expensive. Mm-hmm. When I went down to the U.S., to the States,
yep.
you know, I get these huge phone bills
sure.
at the end of the month. And now they've gotten a lot more reasonable.
Yeah, they're a lot cheaper. And I mean, basically, because a lot of us roam now,
yeah.
right? We
yeah.
go from country to country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And actually, yeah, a lot of these rates are pretty cheap. You know, you yeah. pay a couple bucks a day mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah, Verizon, if you travel internationally, it's, I think, $10 per day. And you can use the same plan that you used in the States.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep in mind, guys, that just roaming is mm-hmm. just any time that you yeah. are outside of your country.
Yeah, outside of your area.
Your area.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, while we're on the subject of roaming, I'm kind of roaming myself right now. I don't have a local plan yet,
mm-hmm.
but I still have my China Mobile.
Oh.
And actually, they have pretty good, just like the dialogue says, pretty mm-hmm. good international plans, international
mm-hmm.
rates.
Mm-hmm.
So here we're talking about Thailand. It's only 25 RMB. But in Canada, it's like 30 RMB. Like that's...
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that's, you know, like nothing,
yeah.
but, you know, it's affordable.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
All right.
Sophia, I'm traveling to the States next month. Is it easy to get a local SIM card?
Yep, it should be. Mobile carriers have shops all over the place.
Do you know how much it costs?
The SIM card costs about $10. Then you need to get a plan. I'm not sure about short-term plans. When I was back home, my plan was about $100 per month.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, but I got unlimited data, texts, and lots of free calls. You could also do pay as you go.
What's that?
You prepay and are only charged for what you use. But it isn't worth getting because the rates are higher.
Okay, which carrier has the best coverage?
The main ones are AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and Sprint. I used Verizon. It had good coverage and the value was pretty good for the price. And they have a ton of public hotspots.
Okay, maybe it's worth a try.
Do you usually use roaming when you travel?
Yes. In fact, China Mobile offers pretty good international roaming plans. When I went to Thailand, roaming was only 25 RMB per day with unlimited data.
Wow, that does sound like a great deal.
So, guys, that was our first lesson together. that was fun.
It was fun. I was pretty nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. A little nervous. But, yeah, we could say it went off without a hitch.
Went off without a hitch, without any major problems, I hope so. And
right.
We'd love to hear what you thought of our first lesson together.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, even if you could just take us out of the picture for a second, there is a lot of really useful
sure.
vocab in this lesson.
Yeah.
But, I mean, on the other hand, we kind of just want to know how we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So let us know in the comments. And also let us know any stories that you have traveling with your phone.
That's right. We always love your stories, your comments, your questions. We wait for them every single day.
Yeah, please be nice.
I use my hotspot to connect to my computer and then mm-hmm. check your comments.
Yeah, and I love my unlimited data. Well, look forward to your comments, guys. And we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye, guys.